And we had some sandaland, peas, watermelons did well. But we have diversified here for a long time. In the earliest times, our forefathers made a living. They raised a little rice in the swamps. And they had a turpentine business, the longleaf pine, tar and turpentine and pitch. And it was sent to Wilmington by raft on the swamps and rivers and sold. Turpentine, somebody had to go with it on them. And then they also shipped logs down there too. No water. Made rafts of logs.
Right.
But we diversified. Then later on, after the cotton gin came, we began to raise cotton early 1800s. And when I was a child, this was just a Bama cotton area. And then tobacco. I still raise some tobacco. And you may or may not know this, but this is a great trucking area. They raise a lot of green peppers, and you see squash between here and Turkey. Zucchini squash and yellow squash and garden peas and let's see, what, cabbages and things like that. And over here facing us 10 miles away is the largest produce market in the South. It's 10 miles from here. And they take we have different kinds of green peppers. They ship about 1 million bushels a year from there. And
do they sell it retail?
No, they sell it to
the wholesale grocers in
New York mostly, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and then there's a lot of cucumbers, and we have a pickle place over here in Facing in Mount Olive too, 18 miles from here. In fact, it's the pickle capital of the United States, and there's a lot of cucumbers raised through here too, and we're beginning to raise a lot of grapes now. They have a winery down here in Roselle.
How about onions?
Well, always had another thing too. Always had a large vegetable garden, winter and summer. There were certain things we could plant in winter. We always planted several varieties of turnips, and mustard, and broccoli, and we had onions and cabbages in winter too.
Would you have a term for all of the turnips and mustard and all that? What would you call all of that?
Greens.
Sort of.
Greens.
Okay.
And lettuce. Have that in winter too. But sometimes it will get very severe, like it did last winter here in December, and get way down, it would kill everything. But you could go right back and plant some more. You can raise turnips here the year round. We eat the turnip root part and the green part too.
And what types of onions do you grow?
You know, it's been so long since we're at the garden. I was just trying to, the silver skin.
Are those bigger ones or the small?
Well,
type?
These were small, but we did have some large ones too. And what we would do, we would take up the onions, you know, as the tops died off, and tie them a string around bunches of them and hang them up under the shelters. And we'd eat from there and then use them in hog killing too.
Okay. What would
and
you...
then we had a lot of sweet potatoes always here. And we had a cellar. We got a cellar back there now, and that's what we kept sweet potatoes in. And the Irish potatoes.
As long as you will, go get it.
Okay.
What are you going on?
I've got to meet people at the small house, got to go to Sunny Faces, got to buy workings.
She ought to find something to do with herself. She ought to find something to do with herself.
Yeah, I know. She's not lazy. She's always on the go.
Get it out. What about beans?
Oh, yeah, we had what we call butter beans. They're baby limas. And we raised a bunch, and we had let the vines grow on fences. We put up wire fence around the garden and have it on the fences.